Welcome to This is America in VOA Special English. I'm Shirley Griffith.
And I'm Steve Ember. A marketing campaign for Las Vegas says, "What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas." What does happen there? That is our subject this week.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living the devil may care, and I am just a devil with love to spare. So Viva Las Vegas!
Las Vegas, Nevada, began as a small settlement in a sandy desert. Trains stopped there for water. Today, people stop there for a lot more. The city is famous for its hotels and casinos, where people risk their money on games of chance. Many visitors to Las Vegas bring their families. There is entertainment by top performers. Not all the entertainment, though, is fit for children. To some people, Las Vegas is a moral wasteland, Sin City. To others, that is the appeal.
Away from the gambling and the big hotels, Las Vegas can seem like any other city. True, its mayor, Oscar Goodman, formerly served as a defense lawyer in organized crime cases. But there are stores and schools and houses and lots of people who want to live in those homes. The population of Las Vegas and its surrounding communities is nearing 2 million. The federal government says the population rose by more than 80% between 1990 and 2000. In fact, in the national population count of 2000, it was the fastest growing area in the country.
The weather is usually warm and sunny, and the air is dry. The average temperature is between 19 and 20 degrees Celsius. The climate for jobs looks good, too. Many people move to Las Vegas to work in the hotels or the building trades, or in jobs that service those industries. Unlike most Americans, people who live in Nevada do not have to pay a state tax on their wages.
But Las Vegas has a problem like that of many other desert communities. The city needs more water. The area depends heavily on Lake Mead, on the border with Arizona. Lake Mead is a man-made body of water fed by the Colorado River. But in recent years, a shortage of rain has decreased the water level in Lake Mead. To deal with the water shortage, Las Vegas sends some of its used water back into the Colorado River to use again. The city has some of the most severe restrictions in the country on the use of water for things like watering grass. Officials urge people to grow desert plants instead. But some officials believe that efforts to save water are not enough. They want to build a pipeline almost 400 kilometers long. The pipeline would carry groundwater from other areas of Nevada to Las Vegas. It would cost $2,000 million to build.
Take a chance and do the Vegas. If you dance it, you'll have fun. The fever gets you And then I'll bet you, you'll shake like the son of a gun.
Each year, more than 35 million people visit Las Vegas looking for a good time. The signs on the hotels are huge and brightly colored. Author Tom Wolfe wrote that Las Vegas is the only town in the world where the signs make up the skyline. Some of the most unusual hotels in America can be found along what is known as the Strip. Visitors to the Luxor Hotel, for example, can feel like they are in ancient Egypt. The three-sided building looks like a pyramid, only it is made of black glass. Inside, visitors ride in boats along what is meant to be the Nile River. There is a huge statue, like an ancient Egyptian sphinx, and a burial place like that of King Tutankhamun. Another place along the Strip, the Bellagio Hotel and Casino, has a water and light show that visitors gather to watch. The Wynn Las Vegas Hotel is a recent addition to the Strip. It opened in April. The Wynn cost almost $3,000 million to build.
A number of older hotels in Las Vegas have been brought down in recent years to make room for new ones. Presidents Harry Truman and John F. Kennedy stayed with their families at the Sands Hotel and Casino. The Sands has been gone since 1996. The end was sad for people who remember hearing artists like Frank Sinatra perform there. Sinatra made the hotel a headquarters for more than 40 years. Sinatra led a group of friends who were also famous. This so-called Rat Pack often entertained with him. The group included Sammy Davis Jr. and Dean Martin. Listen as Dean Martin sings Volare.
Volare. Oh, cantare. Oh, let's fly way up to the clouds, away from the maddening crowd. We can sing in the glow of a star that I know of, where lovers enjoy peace of mind. Let us leave the confusion and all disillusion behind. Just like birds of a feather, a rainbow together we'll find.
Visitors to Las Vegas have a lot of entertainment to choose from. Currently, there are shows like Mamma Mia and Avenue Q.
Cirque du Soleil is appearing now at four hotels in Las Vegas. The circus performers are known for the artistry and skill in their movements.
They seem to fly through the air. Close your eyes and imagine you are watching them.
It is hard to imagine that Las Vegas once was just a lot of sand in the desert. American Indians long ago settled around a place where water rose from natural springs in the ground. Grass and other plants grew in this desert oasis. In Spanish, Las Vegas means the meadows. In 1865, a man from Ohio, Octavius Gass, had a farm of about 320 hectares there. The crops grew, kept alive by the water. A United States Senator, William Clark of Nevada, later bought the land. Then, in 1905, Clark sold the land to settlers. 6 years later, the Nevada legislature officially created the city of Las Vegas.
The growing population of the American West required more water, so the federal government built Hoover Dam. The project was finished in 1931. That same year, Nevada became the first state to approve casino gambling. Legal gambling became a way to get more visitors and more money into the state. The state needed the money because the population just kept increasing. Today, most of the 50 states have casinos. Often, they are operated by Native American tribes. Many religious leaders and other people opposed the decision to make gambling legal in Nevada. By the 1940s, however, Las Vegas was famous for its casinos and its showgirls. State laws also made Nevada a place where people could get married or unmarried quickly.
Las Vegas has long been seen as a place where adults can go to do things they might not be too proud of. In recent years, the city tried to remake itself into more of a family place. But that idea did not pay off as well. So the old image is back, with sayings like, "What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas." To some people, Las Vegas still represents all that is bad about popular culture. But a Virginia woman who recently spent a few days there had this advice for visitors. Do not gamble more money than you can lose without feeling bad. See the best shows. If you do those things, you will have a wonderful time.
Life brings eternal. On a dotted neon street that I care of. The best part of my losing streak in an army jeep for what I can't recall.
Our program was written by Geraldine Watson and produced by Katie Weaver. I'm Shirley Griffith.
And I'm Steve Ember. Internet users can read and listen to our programs at voaspecialenglish.com. Please join us again next week for This is America in VOA Special English.
Find some crossroads truckers. Demonstrate his mind.